child with no father. For that man that doesn't have a place to stay. For that little boy living with AIDS.
Can I tell you a story? Tell you a story.
You can lean on me.
There's a man.
Oh, yeah.
Standing on the corner. He has no home. He has no food. And his blue skies are gone.
Yes, it is.
Can you hear him crying now?
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We worship you, God. We thank you that you are, Father God, always here, oh God. We thank you and we praise you for being an ever-present help in the time of trouble, oh God. You are worthy. You are worthy to be praised, and there is none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. God, we thank you for this prayer line, and we just ask, Father God, that you will have your way during this next hour, oh God. Bless all who have already come, those who are assembled, and those who are on their way, God. We just ask that you will bless us on this time. We are looking to hear from you, oh God. We are looking and seeking your face. We are coming to petition you, oh God. So even as we go forward, we just say, have your way in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons. We welcome you to the NCCM Virtual Sanctuary New Creation Christian Ministries. We welcome you to our time of prayer. We're going to seek God's face on tonight, and we just thank God that you thought it not robbery to come. The Bible says we're two or more gathered in his presence, in his name, where two or more gather in his name, then he shall be with us. So we just thank God that he is with us. We thank God that he never leaves us, that he never forsakes us. We thank God that he is walking with us and that he is looking and ever attentive to our cries. Hallelujah. We thank God that he's ever attentive to our cries. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to go ahead and begin to pray. I'm going to have Pastor Anthony just hand it over to Pastor Anthony so that he can begin to open us up in prayer. We will only ask that you incline your hearts towards heaven. We only ask that you incline your hearts towards heaven. Listen, this is the day and time when we need Jesus. Amen. We need Jesus. So we ask that you incline your hearts towards heaven. You can kneel. You can sit. Some people will walk the floors. Amen. But whatever you do, just knit your hearts together with us for this 1 hour as we pray. Jesus said, could you not pray with me for 1 hour? So we're going to go before the throne, and we welcome you to go with us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The 23rd Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 24, verse 1. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. Father, in the name of Jesus, according to the Lord's Prayer, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, as we just read. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. So, Lord, we belong to you tonight. That's why we are praying in the name of Jesus, that name which has been given above every name, that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. We thank you tonight for being our Savior. We thank you tonight for being our Lord. We thank you in the name of Jesus for being Master and Savior. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we pray to you tonight. Thank you for seeing me and sitting at the right hand of God the Father, interceding for us as we are intercessors on tonight. Lord, we count it a privilege and an honor to be prayer warriors. We count it a privilege and an honor to be intercessors. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, allow us to interrupt the devil's plan unto life. Allow us in the name of Jesus to put a stop to any demonic activity that's not according to your will. Allow us, glory be to God, as you shake the heavens and as you shake the earth. In the name of Jesus, allow the plan and plot of the enemy to be torn down in the matchless name of Jesus, pulling down strongholds in the name of the Lord. So, Lord, our eyes have not seen and our ears have not heard, nor has it even entered into our hearts what you are going to do for those of us who remain faithful to the things of Almighty God. The kingdom of God suffering violence, and your word says the violence take it by force. So, Lord, we are not passive tonight. We are passionate about prayer. We are on purpose about prayer. We are intentional about prayer in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You say, can you not pray with me for 1 hour? So we come on this Tuesday night, hallelujah, in this month of February, praying, hallelujah, believing you that you will answer our prayers according to your will. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we pray. In the name of Jesus, for every person under the sound of my voice, Lord, that you will minister to their hearts and minister to their minds in the name of Jesus. Your word says for us to be transformed by the renewing of our minds tonight and no longer be conformed to this world, but be transformed so we can prove that good and acceptable year of Almighty God. So, Lord, we thank you for transforming our thinking. We thank you in the name of Jesus because your ways are higher than our ways and your thoughts are higher than our thoughts tonight. So give us the mind of Christ. I feel the Holy Ghost. Give us the mind of Christ on tonight. In the name of Jesus, you're according to your word, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So we want the mind of Christ tonight. We want our understanding to be illuminated with the word of God on tonight. We want to go higher, Lord, in the name of Jesus, higher in the way we think and higher in the way we live and higher in the way we do things in the name of Jesus. Lord, help us put down the carnal mind. Help us put down carnality tonight. Help us put away the elementary things in the name of Jesus on tonight. Because your word says when I was a child, I acted like a child. I thought like a child and I reasoned like a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. So, Lord, help us in the name of Jesus to be mature believers. Help us in the name of Jesus to pray without ceasing. Help us, glory be to God, to pray for one another that we might be healed. Lord, we thank you that your grace and your mercy is sufficient unto tonight. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that our enemy will come at us one way and they will flee 7 different ways. We thank you, glory be to God, that we are under the wing and a shelter of the Almighty. 1,000 will witness falling at our left, and 10,000, your word says, will fall at our right, but it shall not come near our dwelling. So we thank you for protection. Oh, glory be to God. We thank you for protection on tonight. We thank you for provision on tonight. We thank you for the hand of God and the favor of Almighty God being on our lives on tonight. We pray for New Creation Church in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for the pastors and every family assembled under that local assembly in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you allow us to pray without ceasing. We pray in the name of Jesus for the unity of the body, so we no longer be tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. We thank you in the name of Jesus for a greater understanding and a greater revelation. Oh, the Rhema word, illuminate your word for us tonight. In the matchless name of Jesus. So I pray for marriages tonight. I curse that spirit of divorce and I cancel it in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood over every child in the name of Jesus. Lord, help our teenagers tonight. Lord, help our young adults on tonight. Lord, help our adolescents on tonight. Lord, go down to the toddler and the infant in the name of Jesus. Lord, we need you. Our children need you in the name of Jesus. Your word says, suffer the little children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of God. Lord, our children need your protection in the name of Jesus. Our children need your hand of protection over their lives. In the name of Jesus, our neighborhoods, Lord, we need the power of our field, the Holy Ghost. We need a Holy Ghost revival in our churches. We need a Holy Ghost revival in our communities. We need your resurrecting power to come and have your way in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you. As we bind on earth, it shall be bound in heaven. And as we loose on earth, it shall be loosed in heaven. So I thank you right now that we're binding up the hand of the enemy off of your people. We bind up that spirit of sickness and disease off of your people unto night. We bind up that spirit of poverty and lack off of your people unto night. We bind up in the name of Jesus the spirit of fear and anxiety. In the name of Jesus, we bind up right now, Lord, that religious spirit in the name of Jesus. And we say, Lord, have your way. Have your way, have your way. Holy Ghost, have your way in the name of Jesus. Every household represented on tonight, every person, every family, in the name of Jesus, under this sound of this prayer tonight, Lord, show them divine favor. Make a way out of no way. During this time, Lord, a financial recession in the land, you are a supernatural God. That's why we pray, your El Shaddai. You are the all-sufficient one. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. According to your word, you says you'll supply all of our needs according to your riches in Christ Jesus. So, Lord, we pray right now in the name of Jesus, and we come against the spirit of worry. We come against the spirit of anxiety. We come against the spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus, of people, Lord, who don't have peace in their minds. So, Lord, right now, I speak peace over your people. I pray for more peace over the body of Christ. I pray, Lord, for that person that's in trouble on tonight, that you will remove the mountain right now in the name of Jesus. That person tonight that's overwhelmed with problems, Lord, that you will remove the burden in the name of Jesus. Your word says, come unto me, all of you who are weary and burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Oh, the word of God, that's for somebody tonight right there. You have not been sleeping. I feel it in the spirit realm right now. God says somebody on this line and somebody who's listening to the archive, you've had trouble sleeping. You have so much on your mind. There's so much filth in your heart. But right now, I declare and decree to you right now, your slumber shall be sweet. You shall have sleep and sweet rest unto night. In the name of Jesus, I speak right now over your life to stop worrying about those children, stop worrying about those bills, stop worrying about the ministry. In the name of Jesus, right now, the peace of God be with you. And if God be for you, who can be against you? In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we come against that spirit of worrying. We come against the spirit of fear on tonight. We come against the spirit of anxiety and stress, Lord. We come against unrest. In the name of Jesus, Lord, help our unbelief on tonight, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing through the word of God. Lord, you said when we are weak, then we are strong. I feel that somebody is feeling weak on tonight, and I declare the word of the Lord over your life, that when you are weak, you are strong in Christ. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. If God does not remove the thorn, the Bible says his grace is sufficient. He says, speak to the mountain. Open up your mouth. That's why we are praying tonight. The Bible says, speak to the mountain and do not doubt in your heart, and you shall have what you say. And right now we decree and we say prosperity over every life. In the name of Jesus, abundance over every life. In the name of Jesus, increase in every area of life. in the name of Jesus. Lord, make a way out of no way. Allow promotions and increase, Lord, to happen in the natural realm. We thank you, Lord, for a demonstration of your word tonight. We thank you, Lord, for the manifestation of miracles and healing. We thank you in the name of Jesus as we submit these bodies and these temples of the living God unto you. Lord, heal these bodies in the name of Jesus according to your word. The 53rd chapter of Isaiah, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him. And your word says, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are healed. So, Lord, that person on medication tonight, I decree healing over their life. That person in the name of Jesus that have pain in their body, right now, remove the discomfort. Remove the pain in the name of Jesus. Remove everything that's not of you right now. I thank you that you're regulating right now. White and red blood cells in the name of Jesus. Regulate that blood pressure unto night. In the matchless name of Jesus, I decree and declare cholesterol and high blood pressure is coming into order. Blood disorders in the name of Jesus. We come against heart disease unto night. We come against the spirit of depression unto night. And we say, Lord, have your way. Have your way in the name of Jesus. Lord, have your way. The people of God are together on this prayer line. And your word says, where two or more are gathered, that you would be in the midst. And we know in the name of Jesus that the Holy Ghost is with us right now. So, Lord, we thank you for agreement tonight. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Roshaba o kataba aka. Roshele e kabo o shataba. Kile e kabo o ba ate e labo o shata. Oh, Lord, have your way. In the name of Jesus, God says he is pleased with the prayer. God says he is pleased with your sacrifice on these Tuesday nights. God says he is pleased with the obedience to the posture of prayer. Oh, glory be to God. He's dispatching angels right now, guardian angels over your children, guardian angels over your materialistic well-being, over your assets, and over your, in the name of Jesus, over your investments right now. Oh, Lord, we thank you for divine protection in the name of Jesus. Lord, hold back the hand of the adversary. Devil, you are a liar in the name of Jesus, and you are the father of lies. If God said it, shall it not come to pass? According to your word, Lord, you wish above all things that we prosper and be in good health, even as our soul prosper. Your word says, Lord, we are the head and not the tail. Your word says we are above and not beneath. Your word says we shall be the lender and not the borrower. Your word says we shall be the first and not the last. Your word says you'll open up your treasures and, hallelujah, give freely in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you. Freely we have received and freely we give. If we had 10,000 tongues on tonight, we could not thank you enough in the name of Jesus. Thank you for protecting our children. Thank you for protecting our marriages. Thank you for keeping the church doors open in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the jobs and the employment that we have, Lord. We thank you for every source of income unto night. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for healing the sickness in our bodies and removing every disease. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for the peace which surpasses all understanding unto night. So, Lord, have your way. Have your way on this prayer line tonight. We say, Holy Ghost, come into the sanctuary. Come into the prayer closet. Lord, you said what we do in private, you will bless us publicly. What we do in our closet, you will reward us publicly. So we thank you for the prayer tonight. I thank you for every person that called in. Lord, minister to their household in the name of Jesus. every prodigal son, every prodigal daughter. Bring them back to the things of God. Every backsliding believer, in the name of Jesus, bring them back to the things of God. Every husband or every wife that's out of the will of God, bring their life back in order. In the name of Jesus, I speak to every man. I speak to every woman. I speak to every child. And I say, get your house in order. In the name of Jesus, we are in the last and evil days. But if God be for you, who can be against you? Greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. So as I give this to my wife, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, we thank you that the glory of the Lord is filling this temple, that the glory of the Lord is pleased with the power of prayer and the prayer of faith unto night. The glory of the Lord is filling this prayer line. So, Lord, have your way. Roshaba Okata. Lord, have your way. In the matchless name of Jesus, I plead the blood over every life.
Yes, God.
I plead the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Over every care, over every problem.
Hallelujah.
Over every troubled heart.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Your word says, let not your heart be troubled.
Thank
believe
you.
In God.
Hallelujah.
Also believe in me.
Yes, Lord.
So Lord, help us to trust you on tonight in the name of Jesus.
Yes, hallelujah. Father, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. We thank you for the prayer that has already gone forth on tonight, God. Hallelujah. We just ask, Father, that you continue to have your way. Lord, bless those who are here, those who have entered into the sanctuary on tonight, God. Bless each and every person. Bless each and every household, oh God. Lord, you know what the needs are, Father. You know what each and every person is facing. Some people, Father God, are going through so much on tonight, God. And we know, Father, that you have the only answer to our problems. So, Lord, we're coming to you, crying out to you. Heal that broken heart, oh God. Heal that broken heart, that person that is struggling on tonight, God.
Yes.
Heal that marriage, God. Hallelujah. Lord, you know, Father God, what they're going through on tonight. God, we ask, Father God, that you touch every parent on tonight, God. Touch every mother. Touch every father, oh God. Bless the children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask, Father God, you said that you will restore the hearts of the sons to the fathers and the hearts of the fathers to the sons. So, Lord, we just ask, Father God, that you will restore family on tonight,
Jesus.
God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus,
family.
We bind up the hand of Satan right now and we break every stronghold that is coming against the family on
Jesus.
Tonight. In the name of
Good.
Jesus,
yes.
We declare and decree that no weapon formed against each and every one of our families
yes.
can prosper, starting with the first family, starting with our families, all the way down to those families that of the people that we are connected to, oh God. We declare that our families are intact. We declare peace in our families. We declare joy in our families. Sisters against sisters, brothers against brothers, brother against sister. Lord, we declare, hallelujah, and decree that we shall walk in unity, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we come against Satan, coming against family members, trying to get family members at odds with each other, trying to cut off communication.
Jesus.
We come against that spirit of division right now in the name of
Jesus.
And while we're talking about family, we pray for the church family, oh
yes.
God. The church family, the universal church, oh God. Lord, help us not to fight each other. Help us not to be at odds with each other, God. Help us, oh God, to be on one accord. Lord, we need to walk in unity, oh God.
Jesus.
So, Lord, we just thank you for
love.
The spirit of unity,
yes.
the spirit of love emanating throughout your church, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for the finances of every person under the sound of my voice, oh God. Lord, so many of us are waiting for a breakthrough in our finances, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, that every need is met according to your glorious riches in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, that as we seek first your kingdom and your righteousness,
right.
that everything else will be added unto us. Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, that great is our peace, and that when we come to you in prayer and commit our concerns and cares to you, And we petition you, yes. Oh God, that you give us a peace that surpasses all understanding, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you tonight.
Love
we
you,
bless
Lord.
Your name. We worship you on tonight.
Yes.
We magnify your name
yes.
tonight, God. Oh God, you are glorious. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy
yes.
to be praised. There is none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship
God.
You. We worship you. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah. We praise you, O God. Hallelujah. We exalt thee, O God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Lord, we lift your name on high. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We need you, God. Hallelujah. We worship you. You are worthy. There is none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. Without you, we are nothing, O God. Without you, we can do nothing, O God. We thank you, Father God, for your hand upon our lives. Lord, I ask that you will touch, O God, each and every person, O God. Lord, reignite the fire, O God. Let us be on fire for you, God. Let us hunger and thirst after you, God. Let us hunger and thirst after you. You said that we will be filled as we hunger and thirst after righteousness. We thank you that Jesus is our righteousness, O God. Let us continue to search our hearts, O God, for anything that is not like you, God. Lord, purify our hearts on tonight, God. Mend the broken heart, O God. Heal everybody, every sick body in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for divine healing on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you that you are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer. Lord, we give to you those things that are beyond our control, O God. Lord, the doctors are giving us a report, O God. But Lord, we don't believe the report of the doctors. We don't believe the report of the world, God. But we believe your report
yes.
on tonight, God. We believe that you are able. As a matter of fact, we are fully persuaded, O God,
mm-hmm.
that you are able to do what you have promised, that not only are you able, O God, but that you are willing, God. We thank you, Lord, that you have already stepped into our tomorrows, that you have stepped into the middle of that situation, that you have stepped into the middle of the circumstance, God, and that your will is being done on earth as it is in heaven. God, we ask that you establish your will in our lives. Lord, we surrender to you on tonight. We say, have your way, God. Let your will be done. Lord, help us not to have a heart and heart. Lord, take away the stony heart. Lord, we ask that you take away the stony heart and give us a heart of flesh. Lord, some things, Father God, have moved us, Father God, even away from your presence. God, we ask that you draw us nearer, nearer, O Lord, nearer to thee. We need to come nearer to the cross, O God. Lord, some people have become lukewarm, God. We ask that you reignite the fire, light the fire, God. Stir up the embers, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let us not be hot. Let us not be cold. Oh God, let us not be lukewarm, oh God, but let us be on fire for you, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let not the circumstances of this world steal our joy, because we know that this joy that we have, the world didn't give it to us, God, and we are determined that the world will not take it away, God, in the name of Jesus. We're taking back everything that the devil stole from us. We're taking back our joy.
Yes.
We're taking back our peace, God. We are taking back our prosperity
yes.
in the name of Jesus. We're taking back our purpose, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We're taking back our hope.
Yes.
We are taking back our faith. We are walking by faith and not by sight. Your word says that the just shall live by faith. I have been young, but now I am old. But I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread. God, we just thank you that yet though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
mm-hmm.
we shall fear no evil, for thou art with us. Your rod and your staff, they comfort us through the storm, through the fire, through the hard times, through the trials, through the separations, Father God, of those who we love, oh God, through everything that we have to go through in life, God. We thank you that you are always with us. We thank you that you are with us, God. You said you would never leave us, nor would you ever forsake us. But now you are always with us. So, God, we thank you for being an ever-present help in our time of trouble. Lord, some people are going through on tonight, God. And we just ask, Father God, that you would step are able. You alone can change our circumstances. You alone can change that situation. You alone, God, can save our family members. You alone, God, can save our children. So, God, we just ask on today, God, oh, God, that you will touch, God, touch every broken heart, touch every empty heart, touch every hurting heart, touch every heart that's angry, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, take away anything that is not like you. God, we just ask that you remove anything that is not like you, God. And, Lord, we worship you.
We worship you tonight. We worship you.
Lord, we worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you, God. We worship you. We love you. We adore you. We adore you. We exalt thee, O God. Hallelujah. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy, O God. We magnify your name. We magnify your name. We just thank you, Lord, for every person, Father God, under the sound of my voice. We thank you for divine provision. Lord, we just thank you for releasing divine provision into the households of every person that is on this prayer line on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, for sending money. God, we thank you, Lord, for sending checks in the mail. We thank you, Lord, for giving raises on the job. We thank you, Lord, for the favor with the employer. We thank you, God, for our business endeavors being successful. Yes. Lord, we just thank you that you are, Father God, Lord of lords and King of kings in the middle of every situation. Lord, we thank you that you are healing homes, that you are mending families together, God. We thank you, Lord. I thank you for my family. I thank you for my husband and my children, God. I thank you for all four of my children, Justin, Marcus, Kayla, and Hakita, oh, God. Yes. Lord, we thank you for my grandchildren, Niella, and Sudani, Joshua, and Nairobi, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for my mother and my sisters, my mother, Mae Thomas, my sisters, Jackie, Barb, Rashida, my sister, Jackie, Rashida, Renee, my sister, my brother, Gary, God, we just thank you. I cover my family, oh, God, with the blood of Jesus. Every brother-in-law, every sister-in-law, we cover our family right now with the blood of Jesus. I cover the families of every person under the sound of my voice, even as they cry out the names of their family members. We cover every family member, every husband, every wife, every daughter, every son, every grandchild. We cover that family with the blood of Jesus. Every mother, every father, we cover them right now. We plead the blood of Jesus will cover them. The blood of Jesus will protect them. The blood of Jesus will keep them. The blood of Jesus will walk with them.
Yes.
The blood of Jesus will save them. We declare that every member of our families are saved. Oh, God, we declare that every member of our family is saved, saved. We declare that they're filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, have your way, Lord. Oh, Lord, have your way. We pray for our president, Barack Obama, and his wife, Michelle Obama. God, we pray for this United States of America. We, your people who are called by your name, we humble ourselves, and we pray, God. We repent, God. We turn from our wicked ways, God. We come to you, Father God, broken and contrite. You said that you want a broken and contrite spirit. God, we come to you, Father God, not proud and lifted up, but, Lord, humbled under your mighty hand. And we say, have your way, Lord. We ask that you save souls, that you add to the number of New Creation Christian Ministry so we can go forth and do this work and evangelize, God. We thank you, Lord, for bringing in the souls from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We thank you that every need is met on New Creation Christian Ministries. We thank you for a people filled with fire, filled with power, filled with the desire to do your will. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, for a people, Father God, humbled under your mighty hand, submitted to the vision that you have given my husband and myself, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that not one that you've given us will be lost. We plead the blood over every member, every saint, every person that you have given us to shepherd, oh God, every family, God, even those who are out on assignment, God, we cover them with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Christ, oh God. Have your way, God, with the anointing that's on our lives. We pour out fresh oil, God, the anointing for them to sustain the attack of the enemy, the anointing for them to prosper in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, have your way. Have your way, God. Let your will be done, God. Even as we come with this prayer, we're heavy. Some of us are heavy on tonight, God. But, Lord, we ask that you continue, Father God, to be the lifter of our heads, oh God. Let not our circumstances, let not what's going on around us take the joy that you have given us, oh God. And, Lord, we just thank you. Even as we continue in prayer, we ask that you put your hand on continue to touch every family member. We ask that you continue to touch every governmental official, God, even in New Jersey, across the United States of America. God, we bind up racism and we bind up sin, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We bind up the spirit of murder, the spirit of perversion, and we loose your will across the nation in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will protect and put a hedge of protection, oh God, around, Father God, my God, each and every one of your children, oh God, each and every one who is called by your name, oh God, we bind up disease and sickness and we declare healing, huh? We declare that by the stripes of Jesus that every person under the sound of my voice is healed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You said in your word that healing is the children's bread. So, Lord, we just thank you for healing on tonight. God, release your power. Release your power. Release your power, God. Let each and every one of us be filled with your power. Fill us with your power. Fill us with your power, God. Fill us with your power, life-changing power, soul-saving power. God, my God, miracle-working power. In the name of Jesus, fill us with your power, God. Fill us with your power, God. Oh, my God. And after it's all said and done, God, we will be ever so certain to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Oh, God, we bind up that spirit of destruction that's trying to come against our families, trying to come against our children, our grandchildren. You said that we are blessed and our seed is blessed. That spirit of destruction that's trying to come against our siblings, trying to break up family unity, Lord, we come against it right now. I break every stronghold in the name of Jesus. Let us line up. Let us line up with your will. Let us line up with your way, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Have your way, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
For the
Hallelujah.
Fire of God and
Hallelujah.
The power of God is on this prayer line on tonight.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
In such a violent culture,
Hallelujah.
God has
Thank
protection
you,
available
Hallelujah.
For you in the name of Jesus.
Oh God.
At this time,
oh God.
We're going to open up the prayer line.
Hallelujah.
If there's a prayer concern,
Hallelujah.
We are at the altar of
yes.
Almighty God.
Hallelujah.
And the Bible says, in the name of Jesus,
yes.
bring it to the altar. Come to the altar with boldness.
Hallelujah.
Come to the altar, the throne of grace. So we are going to pray, and we want to touch and agree with you on tonight. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Area code 908-422. Your mic is open. Is that a prayer request?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, brother. Yes, it is.
God bless
wanna,
you. Yes, go ahead, sir.
I just want to first of all say I give God the glory and the honor. I'm grateful to be again tonight, you know, reaching out to prayer services is such a privilege in Darnie Sons. I just want to ask, seek prayer for not only myself but my wife, that we continue to not only demonstrate action as of love towards one another, and we continue to prosper, that I continue to, you know, remain humble and continue my fast and still treat her the way she should be treated. Just pray for us because, you know, the enemy is attacking us, not only just on a personal tip, but, you know, we got unsaved souls within the place of residence where we live at is creating disturbance, and it's causing a lot of friction between me and her, not only through, I don't want to say through finances, but just period in general.
Yeah.
And we're still dealing with, you know, things from the past. Well, I know I am. I just want to continue to pray for us, and we'll pray for new creation.
Amen.
Thank you, my brother. Let's lift that up very quickly to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, and even Brother Amel and Sister Daniela, their marriage, even where they live, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for peace. Father God, thank you for the peace in their building, their dwelling, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for a divine protection of your hand. Even, Lord, in the name of Jesus, things coming into agreement for this brother and his wife, in the name of Jesus, in the area of money and finances, Lord, bills being met, in the name of Jesus, demands, Lord, Father God, financial needs being met by your glorious hand, in the name of Jesus. Lord, show him supernatural increase in the area of monetary money, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you would allow him to experience a breakthrough and a mighty miracle in the area of finances, Lord. Even concerning his marriage, Lord, do a supernatural work between the two of them in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you for peace, Lord, even in that community or where they live right now. I speak peace, Lord, to his dwelling place, their place where they reside in the name of Jesus. And I plead the blood, Lord, over their marriage, over their life, and even over their home in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, have your way with Brother Amel and Sister Daniela. Bless them indeed. Enlarge their territory. Lord, keep them in the name of Jesus in the time of trouble. So, Lord, I thank you for the peace that they have. I thank you that the joy of the Lord is their strength unto night. And I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that they have dunamis, supernatural power working on the inside of them. So, Lord, we give them to you tonight in the name of Jesus. My brother, continue to listen. Amen.
So well, amen.
God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah. And Father, continue to keep our brother, even as he's fasting and praying, oh God. Continue to edify him and equip him and lift him up, oh God, so that he can be everything that you have called him to be in Christ Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you, like my pastor prayed, for your supernatural move in his life, oh God, that no weapon formed against him, that no weapon formed against his wife can prosper. Lord, we pray for Sister Daniela, that you would continue to bless her. Continue, Father God, to heal her. Continue, Father God, to speak to her. Father God, build this man and this woman up, Father God, in the innermost part of their being, oh God. Build them up in the inner man, oh God. Let your Holy Ghost Spirit fill them, oh God. Anoint them with power from on high. Give them a power, Father God, beyond any power of this world. You said in your word that great is he that is on the inside of us than he that is in the world. So our prayer is that you will fill them to the utmost with your power, with your presence, oh God. Give them wisdom from on high, oh God. And give them, Father God, the ability to stand in the power of your might, the ability to be knit together as one, a threefold cord, not being easily broken. So, Lord, we just thank you for this couple. We thank you for their marriage. And we thank you for the supernatural work that you're doing in their lives. So, Lord, continue to have your way. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It is well. And God bless you. Love you, bro. God bless
you. Thank you. I love you too, sister.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Area code 908. Your mic is open. God bless you.
God bless you. Praise you, the Lord. Just asking for the believers in Christ's name to pray for Daniel on tonight because he was afflicted with the flu, and he has had a high fever on today, and we just want to touch and agree that God is going to heal his body up and recover in Jesus' precious name.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. We definitely going to touch and agree with that for this mother and her son.
Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to
you
right now on behalf of little Daniel right now. Father God, we thank you in the name of Jesus as we touch and agree with this mother. Father God, concerning this fever or this sickness that's trying to hit his little body. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke you right now and we come against the spirit of sickness. Offer
yes.
him, and Lord, we say
yes.
now, say, regulate his temperature
yes.
in the name
yes.
of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Reduce the fever supernaturally,
yes,
Lord.
Yes,
so, Lord,
Father.
We thank you. Hallelujah.
Yes,
that
yes,
antibiotics
Lord, table.
Heaven has already entered his
yes.
body. And the
yes.
matchless name of
and
Jesus.
The name
much
of
little
Jesus
Daniel.
Christ.
Make
yes.
him feel comfortable in his body in the name
yes.
of Jesus.
Glory.
We give him to you. You
Lord,
said some of the little children not to
yes.
come unto
yes.
you, but
yes.
such
yes.
is the kingdom of heaven. So right
yes.
now, Lord, we hand him over to you.
Yes.
And we
thank
say,
you,
Lord,
Father.
Touch his body in the,
way.
Name of Jesus.
In the name of
you
Jesus.
You sent your word, and they
your
were
word.
Healed. So right
your
now
word.
We send your word to this
Lord God,
mother.
Thank you for
we
your
send
word.
Your word to her seed.
Your word,
we send
God.
Your word to her heart.
Your word.
In the, name of Jesus.
In the name
and
of Christ Jesus.
And we say be healed in the
yes.
name of Jesus.
Yes.
So Lord, we receive
Lord
it right
God.
Now. And we know that it's already done. According to our faith.
Yes.
Glory. According to our faith.
Yes,
unto
us. Oh God, now
so right
faith
now, we
is
believe,
God.
We believe for Daniel
Hallelujah.
That he's already healed.
Yes.
We believe right now the fever has already left his body.
Yes, Father.
We believe
thank you.
Right now in the name
oh, God.
Of Jesus.
Sure, oh God, yes.
And try to come into his body right now.
Yes,
we bring it in powerless in the
thank
name
you.
Of Jesus.
In
so, Lord, have
Jesus.
Your way.
Glory. Have your
keep
way.
Keep that young man.
Yes, God.
Have your
keep
way.
Keep that little boy.
Thank you. Have
I
your
thank
way.
You, Lord. Yes. I thank
glory.
You for this mother.
Yes,
glory.
Lord, I touch and agree with this prayer line on
hallelujah.
Tonight.
Hallelujah.
As
hallelujah.
She raised her son in the prayer and admonition of the Lord.
Yes.
I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. That his days are so blessed by you.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
The Lord continue to bless him. In
yes.
the name of Jesus.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus.
So, Minister Valerie is already done
yes,
in the name
God.
Of
I believe
Jesus.
It.
We just believe with you, Mother, for your son, and God has
yes,
healed
sir.
Him.
Amen. I receive and believe it. God bless you. Thank you. Touching and agree and bless you all. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father God, we praise your name. We lift up Minister Valerie
bless
Allen to
bless
you,
you
on tonight. We thank you, Lord, for her heart. We thank you for her zeal for you and her fervor, oh God. And we pray right now, Father God, that you will continue to give this mother peace, even as she cares for her son, who is already healed, oh God. And we thank you for divine manifestation of that healing, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for a peace that surpasses all understanding. Lord, continue to strengthen her and undergird her, Father God, with the power of your precious Holy Spirit. God, we thank you, Lord, for another touch from you, Father God, even now. Strengthen her, oh God.
Father.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for this woman servant, Father
thank
God, in her
God.
Life. We ask that
thank
you would continue
Lord.
To bless her, continue to anoint
thank
her
you,
with
Father.
Power from our heart, continue,
yes.
Father God, to walk with her, Father God. We just thank you for all that
thank
you're
you.
Doing in her and through
okay.
her, and we ask
thank
that
you
would continue, Father God, to bless her, oh God, and
yes.
bless
thank
her
you,
and
Lord.
You, God, in the name of
yes.
Jesus, Lord,
in the name
we
of Jesus.
You, and we praise you because
bless
you are
you.
Able, oh God, and
yes,
not only
you
are you able, but you are willing, oh God.
Yes.
You say you take delight, you delight in the prosperity of your
yes.
people. So we
bless
thank
him.
You, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory.
For what you're about to do in her
Lord,
life. So, Lord, continue
Lord,
to have your
you.
Way. Continue
yes.
to have your she's praising you and rejoicing
Glory.
In delight in herself. You said that you will
yes.
give her the strength of her heart, even
Lord,
as she delights herself in you, oh God.
Lord,
so Lord
thank
we just
you.
Thank you that you open doors that no man can close.
Lord,
and
I thank
close
you.
Doors that no man can open. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So Lord,
glory.
We thank you and we praise you that she's a vessel
bless
prepared
you.
For your glory, oh God.
Bless
that
you.
To move through her and Father God, continue
yes.
to use her for your glory, oh God.
Thank you,
in
Father.
The name of Jesus, so Lord, we just
in
thank you.
Jesus.
Have your way.
Let
your will be done.
Your
we thank
will,
you for
God.
Your mother,
thank
Father.
You.
We thank you for your blessings upon her
glory.
Life.
Glory. Glory.
Amen.
Thank
hallelujah.
You. Glory
hallelujah.
Be to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank
you.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Amen. You,
amen. And
it.
We're looking for the
amen.
Praise report because we know that God's going to do it. He's already done
amen.
It. And we're waiting for manifestation.
Amen. In Jesus'
amen.
Name. Thank
amen.
You.
Amen.
God bless
God
you.
Bless
amen.
You.
Amen.
Amen. God
thank
bless you.
You.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. If there are any more prayer requests tonight, we just want to touch and agree with you in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We have a full switchboard. We have a lot of callers from all over the country on the line tonight. I don't know if you heard the testimony. I believe she's listening. But Sister Carmen gave a powerful testimony of God's divine protection on our radio show on Saturday. The boyfriend was warming up her daughter's car, and a young man tried to take the car and jack the car. He was armed with a gun, and to God be the glory, nobody got hurt. Nobody got shot. The vehicle did not get taken in the name of Jesus. Sister Carmen's son, who was a police officer, could have shot this young man dead, and nobody in the name of Jesus. Everybody was safe. Everybody was sound. Hallelujah. Even the daughter's automobile can be fixed in the name of Jesus. And that just goes to show you the power of prayer and the prayer of faith, that God will protect you. God will cover you. God will keep you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we believe in prayer. We believe in the power of prayer on tonight, not just for materialistic things, but for life and life more abundantly, for harm not coming to these bodies in the name of Jesus, for the thief who comes to steal and kill and destroy, the devil. God renders him powerless over your belongings, over your possessions in the name of Jesus, over your family, over your marriage, over your assets, over everything that matters to you right now in the name of Jesus. We are proactively praying. We are prophetically declaring the word of God over our lives and tonight in the name of Jesus. The rhema right now, word is being spoken. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Lord, we know your word will not come back void, but it shall accomplish that which you sent it to do. So, Lord, I thank you that everybody on this prayer line is prosperous. I thank you that everybody on this prayer line is healed in the name of Jesus. I thank you that everybody on this prayer line, Lord, is delivered and set free from every infirmity in the name of Jesus, every affliction. Your word says many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us out of them all. So, Lord, we thank you for prayer tonight. We thank you for the power of agreement in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So, Lord, according to your word, just like Jesus prayed for Peter, that his faith failed not, just like when Peter was locked up in prison, they were in one accord in the house praying, and the Bible says the prison door swung open. Oh, glory be to God. I don't know who that's for, but as you pray tonight, your family's being delivered and set free. As you pray tonight, that job right now is going to be yours. As you pray and believe tonight with us, I decree and declare over your life that dwelling place, that house, that apartment in the name of Jesus that you've been believing God for in the name of Jesus. He just wanted you to touch and agree with heaven. So, Lord, I thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you and praise you in advance.
Thank you, Jesus.
For blessings. Mm-hmm. We thank you and praise you in advance for provision.
Yes, God.
We thank you, Lord, and praise you in advance for making ways out of no way.
Yes, Lord.
So, Lord, those looking for housing, those looking for jobs, those looking to reconcile their marriage, those looking to have things restored in the name of Jesus, those looking for gainful employment, Lord. Lord, those in the name of Jesus looking for just peace in their minds and peace in their homes. Lord, those looking this way for prayer, for more power, a greater anointing in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father. I thank you that the faith of your people is pleasing you unto tonight, because your word says without faith, it is impossible to please you. So, Lord, honor us tonight as we continue to pray. Honor us on these Tuesday nights as we pray for our neighborhoods. Honor us in the name of Jesus as our kids go to school on tomorrow, as they go to school the rest of the school year. Oh, Lord, cover in the name of Jesus. Cover everything, Lord, that you have blessed us with. The care and the concerns that your people have for the multitudes in the name of Jesus. You said we do not have love, which is a sounding brass, or we're a tingling cymbal in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, the greater of these is love
So, Lord, we thank you for walking in love. We thank you for us walking in the spirit of Almighty God tonight. We thank you, Lord, that we have compassion for one another. I thank you that there's genuine concern for one another. I thank you, Lord, that we are bearing one another's burdens on this prayer line tonight, that we're carrying each other's load on tonight in the name of Jesus, that we are interceding for each other on tonight. So, Lord, I thank you for tearing down the spirit of division, for tearing down that coveting spirit, for tearing down the spirit of jealousy on tonight, tearing down the spirit of hatred, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Prejudice and racism, Lord, we come against it, and we plead the blood, and we say, Lord, have your way. As we have a few minutes left, Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus that your will be done. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And we just want to encourage you on tonight. If there are no more prayer requests, you still have time to submit a prayer request by pressing 1. Hallelujah. But we want to encourage you on tonight that no matter what you're walking through on tonight, that God is still able. God wants you to be fully persuaded, like Abraham. His situation was as good as dead. But Abraham was persuaded that God could do what he had promised. And God wants me to remind you on tonight that he needs you to be fully persuaded. He wants you to be fully persuaded just so you can have that peace that surpasses all understanding. God wants you to be fully persuaded that the words that have been spoken over your life by the prophets, by that God, what God has spoken by the preacher, what you have heard during your time of prayer, what God has spoken to you directly, the dreams that God has put into your heart, the desires that you have for your own success in life, the desires that you have for your children and for your grandchildren. And God wants you to be encouraged on tonight to know that he is not a man that he should lie, nor is he the son of man that he would repent. God has not changed his mind about you. He has not changed his mind about what he has said pertaining to you. So whatever it is that you're going through on tonight, and I know that the people of God are going through, but God wants you to be encouraged. He wants you to do like David and encourage yourself in the Lord. He wants you to get back your joy and get back your praise. God wants you to continue to trust in him and be like Job. Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. And no matter what, no, some things, God didn't cause things to happen, but God allows some things to happen in our lives. And we have to know that all things, we have to be confident of this, that all things work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to your purpose. I know it hurts. I know it's hard. I know it's trying. I know it's a struggle. But God is saying tonight that you can make it through. This is not too much for you. God is saying that he never puts any more on you than what you can handle. And just when you feel like you can't take it anymore, God says, look around. There is a ram in the bush. He has already provided a way out. This thing is not going to take you out. It's not going to take you under. It's not over until God says it's over. You got to hear me on tonight. God says it's not over until he says it's over. So hold up your head, get your strength up, put up your spiritual dukes, and fight the good fight of faith. Faith, mix this word, mix this prayer with faith. It says that those who heard the word back in the day, they did not mix the word with faith. So they did not receive what was promised. And God is saying on tonight that you got to mix this word with faith. And he wants you to be fully persuaded. So that's my prayer for you on tonight. God, I pray for every person that just heard the word, that they will be fully persuaded, oh God, that you will do what you said you would do pertaining to them and and their families and everybody that they love, that you will do it, oh God, that you will fulfill the promise over their lives. So, Lord, I just thank you that not one word that has been spoken on this prayer line will fall to the ground. I thank you that your people are going to press and that they are going to persevere and that they will not quit, but they will continue to move forward today and tomorrow, and on the third day they shall fulfill their goal. They shall fulfill their purpose. So, Lord, we just thank you for victory in every life. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we go down from this mountaintop experience, according to the word in Habakkuk 2, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tablets, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet, I feel the Holy Ghost.
My God.
For the vision is yet for an appointed time.
Yes, God.
But at the end it shall speak.
Yes.
And not lie.
My God.
Though it tarry. People of God, hear the Lord. Though it tarry, wait for it.
My God.
Because it will surely come. It will not tarry. You're waiting for that marriage to turn around. God says it will surely come and not tarry. You're waiting for that right relationship to come into your life. It will surely come. Wait for it and not tarry. You're waiting for a financial breakthrough. You're waiting for divine healing of that body. You're waiting in the name of Jesus for God to perform a miracle in your life. The Bible says stand upon your watch and wait for the Lord because he will answer you. That's what we're doing tonight. We are watching and we are waiting and we are praying and we are interceding and we are believing God by faith. Beloved, you got to walk by faith and not by sight. Don't go by what you see, but go by what he said. To God be all the glory. Don't go by what you see, but go by what he said. To God be all the glory. Hallelujah. So we're going to go down from this place, but never from his presence, in the name of Jesus. Pastor, and I love you. The New Creation family, we love you. Thank you in the name of Jesus for every person that called in from around the country. We love you. We thank God for you in the name of Jesus. We know that you believe in the power of prayer just like we do. And we know that God is going to honor you as you continue to honor him. Go in peace and serve your Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to go out with this song, and I pray that you listen and allow it to minister to your spirit. Hallelujah.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire. God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you. About your future.